Ground is covered by snow, the trees are covered by snow, the mountains outside the window. There are just mountains opposite here at the temple in Budapest. It's a white scene, although it's already 6 degrees, and unless the weather cools down, no doubt the snow will melt. It's still quite early. But at least it giving a Christmas feel to Prabhupada Christmas marathon. And yesterday, for a day out, devotees did well. I got some scores also from Wales, and devotees there are also doing a lot of big books. And I hope devotees worldwide are either out there on the marathon or gearing up for it. If you look at the announcements section, then you'll find the daily SMS message that they send out to devotees both here in Hungary and for those who are wanting to receive them in the UK. And here at the temple we're having short class, early class, just after Guru Puja, between 7:15 and quarter to 8, we have class, and then devotees take prasadam and try to get out as early as possible. Today, as a few days ago, we read a ongoing theme here from Srimad Bhagavatam, and which was the benefits of being free from the bodily concept of life. The verse went as follows: those who are in full knowledge of the bodily conception of life, who know that this body is composed of nations, desire, and activities resulting from illusion, do not become addicted to the body. And of course, the topic in itself is one that we've heard about, spoken about so many times. Cultivation of freedom from bodily identity, which is something that needs to be cultivated parallel with other activities and devotions that we naturally practice in Krishna consciousness, much in the same way as a child, although he may play, he may have to learn manners and how to be a little more interactive in society, while at the same time also getting his education. So along with everything else that we're doing in Krishna consciousness, our education, this constant theme of understanding the temporary nature of material existence and particularly of bodily identification, helps us to become free from further entanglement, and ultimately will bring us to the platform of liberation, freedom from the modes of material nature, freedom from attachment to the material body. And Shadarati Bhakti Ranukramishasi, that then becomes the real platform from which one begins to practice devotional service. And after speaking a little about that, I continued on this theme in relationship to the events that have been taking place between the managers of Jagannath Temple, Gajapati, king of Puri, as well, more specifically of this Jagannath Sen, who about 10 days ago burnt an effigy of Srila Prabhupada, and are still actively trying to stop Rath Yatras being performed in India at any other time other than the proper timing Tithi, which is done in Puri. You've seen some notices on this site. There's quite a bit on Dandavats, and it's a topic that concerns devotees from the two aspects. The most immediate is how, in protest of any type of difference in celebrating festivals. Someone could think of burning an effigy of Srila Prabhupada, a saint, by anyone's calculation. And obviously, the greatest proponent and servant of Lord Jagannath's glories and glorification. Interestingly enough, I was speaking with one devotee, Orient devotee, who told me that in some discussions that he had with some of these people, they had the misconception that Srila Prabhupada was an American. I mean, can you believe that? That's like really being far out. That's like going as far, was being as uninformed as you possibly can get. Srila Prabhupada, an American. Of course, Srila Prabhupada was a transcendentalist, but to not know that Prabhupada was actually born in India, he was transporting Indian culture's very essence to the rest of the world, just shows how isolated some of these people really are from reality. And it's inexcusable, whatever the arguments in the ultimate resolution of Jagannath's Rath Yatra, specifically in India and then in the rest of the world. You cannot attack a religious organization and their founder, Acharya, a great spiritual personality who's recognized by devotees and non-devotees alike for his achievements for any reason. And then, of course, the other issue, which is an interesting one, and we'll see how that gets resolved, is negotiating and trying to make the traditional Saivites of Lord Jagannath understand why we don't necessarily perform the Rath Yatra festival on that appropriate or particular day. Outside of India, it's obviously very clear why we can't do that, because we're happy if we're able to have a Rath Yatra period. What to speak of going in and telling local city councils and administrators that, listen, we're going to have a Rath Yatra on such and such a day, to which they're going to reply to us, well, then you better pack your bags because you're not having Rath Yatra on any day. We're happy to get a date from them, what to speak of giving them a specific date. And, of course, their answer to the present moment is that, all right, well, you can have your festival at some other time other than the actual time of Jagannath Rath Yatra, but don't call it a Rath Yatra, and don't put the deities on the cart. Take some other Utsav deity on. And obviously, considering that we've been doing Rath Yatras in the world for the last 40 years, and we've been doing it during Srila Prabhupada's presence, who never once mentioned the issue about having the festival at the actual time it's had in Puri, there's no way that ISKCON leadership is going to cowtail to that type of unreasonable suggestion. And for India, well, it's a more sensitive issue there, since these types of considerations weigh more heavily on locals. And obviously, the Saivites of Jagannath have influence in Puri, have influence in Orissa over politicians as well. And as they already tried to halt the Rath Yatra festival in Delhi by political means, they may try to do the same in the future by political or other means. And whereas in India it may be easier to request to have a Rath Yatra festival on the day of Rath Yatra, there's also the principle itself is that should we, as a spiritual institution who's trying to present the essence of Vedic principles and spiritual principles, be dictated to by those who are very much hung up on the details, on the ritual, and lose sight of the real essence or the purpose of Jagannath's worship. Of course, that type of mixed devotional service is a path for advancing further, but how this will be resolved is yet to be seen. We saw that Srila Prabhupada refused to enter the Jagannath temple because his disciples, not being born in India and not being born in Hindu families, were barred from entering the temple, Jagannath temple. Of course, what's the essence of being a Hindu? The essence is to follow the principles of Bhagavad Gita and to be devoted to Krishna, Lord Jagannath. However, Saivites don't see that. In the same way that they don't see what the essential purpose of Rath Yatra is, which is to actually increase people's love and devotion for Lord Jagannath and to bring Lord Jagannath into the forefront of the public eye. In any case, as you can see in the news section, there's a report of just how far things have gotten to date. And devotees can send their own letters of protest, both to the temple management, both to the Gajapati, and probably to the chief minister of Orissa as well, who seems to have now become involved in this issue and a supporter of the temple managers. Srila Prabhupada was very vocal, very clear about what he defined as the small-mindedness of Jagannath temple management. And whereas we're not really interested in accusing anyone or qualifying anyone else's devotion, on the other hand, we also can't have people just dictate to us as to how we should conduct Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement and spread the Krishna consciousness movement, especially since we're following a tradition that was already established by Srila Prabhupada and practiced during his time here with us. As we don't have any say about what goes on in Jagannath temple, then why would those in the Jagannath temple have say over what goes on in ISKCON? Hare Krishna.